Well, welcome back to Lay of the Land, and my guest this evening, Janet Bewley, minority leader of the state senate. Janet, I think people would be appreciative of any explanation you can give about the a little more about the nitty-gritty of being minority leader. Of course, it would be a lot more fun if you were majority leader. And, of course, all that means is we got to win a few more seats in the state senate. And I challenge all of our listeners to help us with that. You know, like, what kind of how much do you have in the way of staff? Are the structural parts of your job that you could explain so we can get a little closer view of what life is like as Senate Minority Leader?
Well, I'd be happy to. And I'll start with what typically a representative or a senator does. Of course, they represent the people in their districts. A representative has between 55 and 60,000 people. A senator somewhere 175,000 to 180,000 people. And so you get calls from them. You understand what their issues are. You spend as much time in the community when you can. And you listen to their concerns and also the concerns of the entire state, and you hopefully write legislation that will either start something new that's great and wonderful, or you will fix something that needs to be fixed. We also serve our constituents by being a go-between between them and a particular agency that they might want us to help nudge some concern or along. And then we also work to collaborate with other people in our caucus. And of course, whenever we can, we do try to reach across the aisle to craft legislation that can actually get passed. Because right now, if you are in a minority and you have no Republicans on your bill, it will go nowhere. It will go nowhere. So we need to learn how to get along, and there's not a whole lot of that happening. Now, once I became a minority leader, I went from the Assembly to the Senate. That was in the Senate. I'm finishing my second term, and then I became minority leader. Your job changes. Well, it gets added on. You have the responsibility of, first of all, representing your entire caucus. So we're a diverse group. Democrats have a big tent, as they say, and we have a diverse state. So we have Democrats that represent territory that has a lot of hunting, for example, like my district. And compare that to a district that is completely urban. And I don't know any, you know, they don't hunt. And the only gun you see is when something really bad is going to happen. So there's a culture differences that I have to accommodate. I have to make sure that we all understand where everyone is coming from. We have to understand why one senator might not be able to support another senator's bill. But we basically all try to get on the same page when it comes to our values, and we do. There are core things that we all stand for, and we speak in unison on those things. I also have to get involved in the relationship with the other party. So I relate to Senator Devin LeMahieu, who is the leader in the Republican caucus, and with the other leadership for how the calendar will go, what the floor session will be like, we do try to have a floor session be as smooth as possible. So we talk, we try to predict where we might find a little bit of a problem and or that we want to make sure everything gets smoothed out. I'm the one who also basically represents the caucus to the media. Every member of the caucus obviously can speak to any media they want. But when it comes to getting the caucus approach or opinion, that's where I have to have a communications person who works. So now that I am a leader, I have a staff of 8 people. So that's a lot. That's the largest staff I've ever had. When I was a freshman in the assembly, I had 1 person. So over time, the job gets bigger. For example, right now we have a staff person who does nothing but watch everything having to do with redistricting and the maps. Full time. That's what Joe does. He's very good at what he does, and we have our eyes on that and watching constantly. I have a staff person who does everything having to do with the bills that are being presented, where they're going, who's doing what, where we might have a little bit of argument within our own caucus, how do we, you know, come up with resolutions and solutions. And so the being leader means that I have to balance all of the extremely number one work that I have to represent my district. I will always be the senator from the 25th, but then I have to incorporate that along with the values of my caucus and then also with the needs of the state. And then through in there, the very strange things that happen day to day in this crazy state of Wisconsin politically. So it's a busy office, and I welcome anybody to come and visit and watch.
That's great. That's great. So Janet, as far as the caucus actually meeting, how do you determine when the caucus will meet?
Well, number one, we will meet at least once before we go to the floor. So we're going to go to the floor the week after next. So we're going to be watching. My staff will be watching what others are doing, where the bills are. We can kind of tell what bills have gone through committee, and we will be ready. So we're talking among our offices all the time. My staff is talking to everybody else's staff, and that's very, very important work. Then when we get close to the session, we have a good idea. We may get the calendar. Now, it used to be that we would get the calendar about a week before. Now, if we're going to go to the floor on Tuesday, we get the calendar at 4 o'clock on Friday. So we don't have a lot of time. So we get the calendar, we get everything together, and we caucus on Monday.
We're going to duck away, Janet, and we'll come back.
Sure.
Thank you for all of that. We'll be talk some more. So we'll be back in a few minutes with Lay of the Land.